Happy Easter. Christ is risen. Alleluia. For people that know me, I'm really a softie when I watch human interest stories on the news. Too many nights I'm crying at the end of the story. A couple of weeks ago, there was a story about a young woman from New Zealand named Kaylee Smiler, who came to Brigham Young University in Utah to play basketball. She was surprised on senior day, the last home game of the season, by a group of her friends who came out to center court at halftime and performed a traditional New Zealand ceremonial dance that symbolizes community. They had spent weeks working on it. She was so touched that she was weeping for joy. But then on top of it, another surprise. Her parents flew all the way in from New Zealand to celebrate their daughter's last home game. Her joy couldn't be contained. She never expected to see them at this event, and it changed her entire day to have them with her for her final game as a college basketball player. What a great experience. Have you ever had it happen to you where you expect one thing and something totally different happens? We are taken off guard and thrilled by an outcome that never even crossed our minds. That news report makes me think about the first Easter. Something unexpected, unimaginable even, happened on that day. And it changed human history and the lives of all who experienced it. This morning, we hear about the Easter, the first Easter morning, from three different perspectives. From John in his gospel, from Luke in the Acts of the Apostles telling us about Peter, and from Paul's first letter to the Corinthians. John's account of the resurrection is different from the other gospels. In John, Mary Magdalene is front and center. As the story is told, Mary Magdalene alone went to the tomb and saw that the stone had been rolled away. Her first thought was that Jesus's body was stolen. So what did she do? She went back to tell Peter and John. They came to the tomb, looked in, and were surprised that it was empty. John believed, according to the gospel, but then they decided to go back home and see what would come next. But Mary stayed at the tomb. Unexpectedly, she encountered two messengers of God, the angels. They had only one purpose: to come before the risen Jesus. Mary didn't realize why they were there. All she could think about was how confused and sad she was because the body of her beloved teacher and friend was gone. So what changed her mind? It was the voice of Jesus calling her by name. When she heard his voice, she knew he had been raised just as he promised. Christ is risen. Alleluia. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Today's other texts, written for the early church, share that message of Easter with the same excitement that Mary must have felt. In Acts of the Apostles, Luke's story of the early church, we hear how Peter, that disciple that seemed to get just about everything wrong, finally understood everything that Jesus had said to him. The speech we heard this morning gives us Peter's great insights. God shows no favoritism. All are welcome. All are God's children. Peter also reminded the people that Jesus was the fulfillment of the Old Testament prophets. Everyone had learned that the world would be saved by a Messiah. Paul also makes important points about Jesus's resurrection in his first letter to the Corinthians. In this letter, he laid out the events exactly. Jesus rose from the dead. He appeared many times after his resurrection to Peter, to the 12, to the many disciples. But Paul also makes the bold claim that Jesus appeared to him. Paul wasn't an original believer. In fact, as we all know, Paul persecuted the early Christians. But Paul became an apostle when he encountered the risen Lord. That letter to the Corinthians reminds us that if Paul, a persecutor of Christians, could experience the Lord so deeply, so can we. Our lives, like Paul's, could be changed by our experience of the risen Lord. Here at St. Stephen's, we have been preparing for Easter for months. But as a community, we have been preparing most intensely since last Sunday. United with Christians all over the world, we celebrated Palm Sunday, and we entered the great 3 days, Maundy Thursday, Good Friday, and Holy Saturday. And today, we rejoice because we are convinced Christ is risen. Alleluia. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. In just a moment, we will feel the waters of baptism being sprinkled on us, and we will renew our baptismal promises. We will declare who we are, followers of Jesus, who believe that God showers grace on us through Christ's resurrection. Today's message is clear. We have experienced the risen Christ, and God is with us no matter what difficulties we face. We tell this story year after year. Why do we share this story so often? Each Easter Sunday, the same message is presented. But each Easter, the story is brand new because we are different. We grow and change every year. Each year brings new challenges to us and the world. Some of us have experienced serious illness or injury. We have lost several members of our congregation just in the last month. Some of us are troubled by what we see in the world. But just as Jesus called Mary by name, he calls us too. Jesus's resurrection has changed the world. The risen Jesus offers us hope and the gift of new life. That young New Zealand woman rejoiced when she experienced the great loving support of her friends and family. We rejoice today as we experience Jesus's resurrection anew and are reassured because in Jesus, death has been conquered. Jesus's resurrection tells us today and always that this mortal life is not the end of the human story. Because Christ has been raised, we believe that we too will be raised to new life and will live with God forever. Christ is risen. Alleluia. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. And may God bless us all this Easter.